And you're over your 45 minutes.
Well, I was going to say we were page 212, and I was going to entertain any questions on the rest of the budget.
I want to thank everybody for your questions, because this is exactly what we should be doing.
And the nice thing is you can always come back, but we're going to cover everything you need to, beginning on page 154 now. Transient lodging tax fund, kind of an exciting fund. This is the first year of the fund, and this is where the hotel and motel operators pay their tax into this fund, 9%. And you can essentially see that the funds are allocated towards tourism promotion, which there is a transient lodging committee, advisory committee, that is helping to design the strategy on the usage of those funds, and then a visitor center contract, which goes to the Chamber of Commerce. So that is a developing fund, and it's, I'd say, stay tuned and watch to see what's going to transpire out of that. Very exciting. So any questions on that fund?
Didn't I read where we just found a lot of money somewhere because of increase that we didn't?
The graphic made it sound like that,
well,
yes. Well, if you look at the revenue, you can't see it because of the way it tracks. It's in the general fund before. There is an increase because we upped the rate, and so there is more money coming in, but it wasn't quite the windfall that they portrayed it.
Okay, if there's no other questions, then we'll move on to the next fund. So page 156, which is Fund 22, the Library Gift, Memorial, and Grant Fund. The key thing here, there's a nice description of what this is used for, but essentially these are dedicated funds. The donor or the grantor has strings attached to those as to how they're spent. Our library director makes sure that those funds are spent in the appropriate manner, and there's not really any significant change in this fund. So I would entertain any questions in specific on that fund. Okay, hearing and seeing none, I will move to the next exciting fund. It's page 158, cable TV fund. You see the description here of the history, and not much has transpired since. I will say that with the addition of an information officer and the new city manager, I think there'll be some discussion on ways to use this money. It's limited funds, so once it's spent, it's gone. But I think it can dovetail nicely into a communications plan, if you will. But I'll leave that to the new city manager and information officer to discuss. But are there any specific questions on this fund? Okay. Moving on to a less exciting fund, page 160, the PERS Stabilization Reserve Fund. This is a newly created fund this year. I'll add the Z. This fund came about as a result, you've probably heard a lot of press in the newspaper or on TV about the impending PERS rate increase beginning in 2017, July 1st. As a result of court cases and other market activity that has been less favorable. So as a result, we do anticipate the city's rates to go up in the 4-5% range for the PERS contribution. So as a result, we are beginning to prepare and took a portion out of the various funds where payroll is charged and allocated that into this reserve fund. You can see that transfers in from the various funds, and then it's allocated as a reserve. What we will do is present to the council essentially a plan as to how that will be tapped into in the future, but we don't anticipate that happening for the next budget year, so we have some time to do that. But this was our effort to be prudent, look ahead, and prepare for the increased expenditures coming up. So any questions on that fund? Okay.
Actually, I did. Is this part of the 900 and change thousand that we're dipping into reserves? Could this
yes.
be considered?
You can see that the transfer on page 161, mm-hmm. transfers in general fund, $142,000. We are taking essentially $142,000 from the general fund, putting it in this fund for that purpose. So that does contribute to the reserves being drawn down out of the general fund. Good question. Thank you. Okay.
So, well, I'm sorry. Just one last. I just want to make sure I'm characterizing it. So basically, we're taking it from general fund contingency or reserves, and we're putting it into basically PERS reserves.
Correct.
So basically, you're moving it from one savings account to another savings account.
Correct.
So
it has to be in the right fund.
Yeah, it has to be in the right fund. But to say that, I guess, as a comfort for me, really, we're only dipping into reserve spending reserves of 800 and change, because this 142 is basically being, it's still going to be there. It's not like we're, you know, spending it.
Not,
is that a
correct.
Right characterization?
It, yeah. Okay. At the right time in the right place, it will be spent, but mm-hmm. it is still is in a reserve category at this point, just a different fund.
Okay, great. But to me, it's you know, red and black, and this to me still counts as black because we're still going to have the cash. You know. Okay, thanks.
Hmm. Okay, we'll move on to page 163, 164. These are dormant funds that are no longer being used, but we have to report due to the historical 2 year. The reserves were moved from these reserve funds into the operating funds, funds 6, 7, and 17. So these are just here for historical purposes. So I'll move on to page 165, the Administrative Support Services Fund. And this fund is primarily funded by transfers from other funds. This is where the, you'll see these departments here in a second, but transfers from all the other funds that we provide services to, utility funds, building fund, et cetera. So you see those revenue line items on page 167, which reminds me that we will pull out our little proposal sheet for changes to the proposed budget. And we transferred some funds from Fund 31 into the PERS Stabilization Fund. And as a result of doing that, we did not balance the fund, rebalance the fund. And so on this summary sheet, you will see five different revenue line items that were reported in the binder too high. And so we are reducing those downward and essentially moving, decreasing contingency in an equal amount. So this is just a housekeeping item that we need to do to make the fund accurate. So that is a proposal that we're making. So if there aren't any questions on the revenue, I'd like to switch into the next page, which is where we start getting into the individual departments. The city manager's office is the first department. And essentially, I'll start with the personnel. You see that the FTE decreases by 0.1, but there's a little bit behind that. There is a new position in the city manager's office being proposed, and that is the information officer as described by the city manager in his budget message. So there would be an increase of 1.0 FTE. There was also a decrease of 1.0 FTE by moving the human resources manager out of this division, if you will, and into the division on the next page. So it was a separation of two different divisions, if you will. So it looks like there's no change, but there is a new position in the city manager's office. So that's reflected in the numbers. Are there any particular questions about the city manager's budget that you would like to discuss?
Who decides and how is it decided when a new position is created and that we have the funds for it and the need?
That's my role as the budget officer and putting the budget together. All the departments make requests to me, and Matt and I work on it and then sit down and consider whether to add those or not. And this year, I actually put in all of the requests that were included because they were directed towards council priorities. But that's my proposed budget to you.
Are there any other questions on the city manager's office?
So those justifications are given to you. Do you like it? Get justification sheets that, like, is there some kind of process where you, okay, in the budget process, I need additional people, and then you're given some sort of request for personnel, and then that.
Yes, we actually have a form, a personnel sheet, that's filled out to explain the request, the reason for it, and if there's any offsetting revenue, what that offsetting revenue is. So that's what is received by finance and then is transmitted to me when I look at all of those budgets and make my determinations.
Okay. Hearing other questions on the city manager's office, I'll switch over to page 170, which is the human resources office. And you can see here that the FTE increase is from 0 to 1.5. We have it really represents, as I just explained, that the human resources director was moved out of the city manager's office and into its own division. So that accounts for 1.0 of the 1.5 increase. The halftime increase that is being included as a new position in this division is the HR administrative assistant and that is a new position to support the operations of HR, as again this is part of the council strategic priorities tying to a fully functioning HR plan. So I don't have anything else to particularly highlight on this other than the position changes. Are there any questions on the human resources division?
I am very much in support of the human resources director and their part-time human resources analyst. I think that's great. I really don't know what the human resource, the information officer does. Could you enlighten me on that a little bit?
That's back in city manager's office, not in HR.
I'm congratulating the HR.
I understand, but I'm pointing out we're in HR and the information officer is not there. It's in the city manager's office. It's back another section. That information officer will initially, their role is going to be to get the communications plan completed that the council identified as a priority, and then set up the process for managing our media contacts, our Facebook page, other outreach we do, doing community newsletter, community meetings, all of the communications between the city and the residents of the community, as well as outreach to the media when those things are needed. So. Yes. So that will be the role of the information officer. There was previous allocation, but because of budget cuts, it was reduced down to a tenth of an FTE, which has been woefully inadequate to accomplish anything that we're trying to do. In fact, I delayed the council priorities because there simply wasn't the ability to accomplish those in the current year and propose that we would do those once we had the information officer on board.
Councilman McKinney. Does the half TE person, do they have another half job doing somewhere else? Is it one person or is it?
It is a half time, and that's a proposal. It would simply be a half time position. Yes.
Okay. Hearing and seeing no other comments on the Human Resources Department, let's switch over to probably one of the worst departments in the city. I should say the best. Finance Department, and you'll see essentially that there is a half-time FTE position there. Essentially what we're doing is since I've been on board, in reanalyzing the needs and the skill set of the department and feel the need that we have a senior accountant position on board, which was vacated at one point. Those skills were vacated 2 years ago. So that is an increase that I made again to Steve, and we will have in the proposed budget. And that is really the highlight of the finance department budget, the increase there. So I'll entertain any questions on the finance department.
What's included in the professional services?
It's a great question. Primarily audit services, and then other professional services that would come in to play. The audit services have increased somewhat because in prior years there was no charge for a single audit, which is an audit of federal dollars that we spend, and that's usually about $13,000, $15,000. So prior years we didn't get charged for that, at least 1 year in advance, 1 year in the past. That accounts for some of the increase here.
Do we get multiple bids for that every year, or do we use the same firm?
We bid out periodically. It's usually a 3 to 5 year period. Our current contract is 3 years with an option to extend that for 2 additional 1 year periods. And we are beginning to enter the third year of that contract. So right before I came on board, the city renewed its contract after going out for a bid process with our auditing firm. So, yeah.
Two comments, if I might. First off, I want to thank you for bumping up your travel and training budget line item, because I think if there's an area of the city we want folks to be trained, finance would be it. and then this, and the police, but he's gone now, so forget the police. Finance is where it's at. The other one is longevity. I was just curious what that was. It's not a huge line item. I was just, curiosity killed the Pat.
Yeah, it's a incentive. It's a recognition of tenure or time served, and so there's a contribution that the city makes to an employee to put into a deferred compensation account. So it's all part of the personnel package. Yeah, separate line item though. Okay. We could stay here forever on finance, but we'll move on. In fact, I'd like to just...
I did have one more question.
Oh,
sorry.
Great.
So this, the 187 you said is including a senior, adding back that senior accountant position, which was vacated, you said 2 years ago?
Well, it was, those skills were vacated by the, I mean, the skills walked out the door with a person when they retired. We have all of our current positions filled that we're authorized for. What I've been planning on doing is bringing on another, increasing the FTE to a 5.0. It will be a change in the skill set that we have in finance, but it will result in a net increase of additional halftime position.
Okay, and that's what I was wondering. Just because I know there was like a bump in salaries from like 2013 to 2014, and then it seemed to go back down, and then it's bumping back up slightly. So that's, I just wanted to see if I could follow that trail.
Okay. Thank you. General office, this is two line items, postage and telephones. Not much change there. Okay. So I'm going to switch on to page 178, and this is a division of the finance department that's responsible for billing. there's really not a whole lot of change here other than a $20,000 increase for professional services where Caleb and I want to bring in some review of the entire system that hasn't been looked at in a bit and look for efficiencies, review internal controls, make sure that we're billing folks appropriately, et cetera. It's just a good business practice to do that. We hope to not necessarily spend $20,000, but we would bring in an outside consultant to do that. So that usually comes at a higher rate. So that's the primary change in the utility, the finance billing department. Any questions on that? Okay, seeing and hearing no questions on the utility, finance department billing, let's move to page 180, which is the information technology department. And good things are happening in this department. You'll notice primarily an increase in the FTE. There is referring to the budget message, a new position of a systems administrator, as well as an increase in FTE, bumping up a part-time position into a full-time position, an existing position into a full-time position. So that's a 0.07 FTE increase, but with that comes full-time benefits that are associated with that. So that is the primary change. And again, that's tied to the council strategic priorities where a lot of system work is being done primarily to eliminate redundancy and create systems where we're all sharing from, you know, one software. I mentioned the planning, building, and engineering software. That's a large project that takes reduces redundancies. That takes people to implement all that technology, and so we are proposing to have those two positions, that one position added and other position increased. So are there any questions in particular on the information technology department? Okay, so I will move on to city attorney's office. And this is a fairly status quo budget. There's a minor increase in hours to the city prosecutor position from basically 0.3 to 0.4 FTE. Same person, same position. Are there any particular questions on the city attorney's office budget?
On page 7, there's administrative support services. It shows city's attorney's office, and it shows in the former years that we had FTE of up to 7 people. Is that a mistake, or what's going on there? You see where I'm administrative support services, city attorney's office, which is the third line down, and it shows previous years 6.5, 6.5, 6.5, 7, and now it's 0.50. Just curious, I mean, was that an error, or is that?
It's a difference. It's a difference. It's from 6.5 to 7.
Oh, okay. So there are 7?
There is. Let me answer your question about that. Actually, is a mistake. That should be the finance department. That line item. You can see that where it says city attorney's office on page 7, that should say finance. You'll see the legal department 2 lines below that. So that is a typo on our part.
Okay.
Makes a difference.
4.4. That's what you mean.
Looking at the
so
FTE.
Where can we send the flowers to?
Okay. I just kind of jumped out.
No, thank you for asking.
So the third line item is finance?
Yes. The fifth line down is legal, which is where we're at, so. Okay. Any other questions on city attorney?
Truman didn't know how to answer that question.
He was heading to the microphone, but.
We had more in the past, but not that many.
UGB.
Okay, hearing and seeing no other comments in the city attorney's office, we'll move to page 184, which is public works fleet. really status quo budget. So any questions on the fleet department? Okay, I'm going to move to facilities. This division handles all of the maintenance on the different buildings. And again, this really is a fairly status quo budget, nothing to highlight here. So same question, any questions on the facilities division? Okay. Last page 189, represents essentially kind of non-departmental expenses like insurance. And you'll see here there's a contingency line item, $250,000. Again, referring back to the proposed changes on our sheet, that would drop to $225,000. So any questions on the administrative services support fund? Okay. Next fund, page 191, this is the Vehicles, Equipment, and Replacement Fund. Essentially, this fund represents dollars that have been transferred from each individual department upon their request out of their own existing budget into a quote, reserve fund for vehicles and equipment into the future. So each individual department has we're working on plans to determine what's an adequate replacement plan for, let's say, vehicles, large equipment, those sorts of things. The numbers that are provided, that are reflected here on the following pages, again, primarily transfers in, and then each department has on page 195, each department has a balance, if you will. That represents the amount of funds that they've set aside. Doesn't mean that they have to spend it, doesn't mean that they will spend it, but it is appropriated for the right time and place when they're ready to make those purchases. So does that, are there any particular questions on that fund? Yeah, I know. Okay, moving on to Fund 133. The Fire and EMS Equipment Fee Fund. This is a fund where the dedicated fee that you would see on your municipal services statement for $1.50, those revenues get put into this fund for the purpose of replacing fire equipment in the future. As a result of the TVF&R contract, this fund is being used to go towards that contract. This is one-time money that was accumulated over the course of the last several years, and now rather than us going out and purchasing that equipment, those funds are being turned over to TVF&R as they operate our EMS operations. So they will make those purchases for the city operations. Yeah, and good point. The fee has been suspended effective June 30th. So as a result of the $1.50 reduction on your municipal services statement and the offsetting proposed increase for 50 cents on the public safety fee communications officer fee, the citizen should see a reduction of a net $1 per month in between those two fees. So we felt that was an adequate trade-off. So are there any questions on the fire and EMS equipment fee? Okay. I have 5 minutes left out of my 45 minutes. So I'm going to make it. Moving on to page 200, the Wastewater Financed Capital Improvement Project Fund. This is where the wastewater treatment plants major project that they just finished is a $14 million, $23 million project over the last several years was accounted for. This is entirely funded by two DEQ loans, and that project, the expenses out of that project will be ending June 30th 2016. So there is no proposed budget for next year. You see the history here, and that's it. So are there any questions on that fund? Okay. The last four funds are system development charge funds, one for each utility, streets, water, sewer, and storm. And a portion, I'll start on page 102, and rather than go through each one individually, I'll just describe in generics. Pardon? 202. 202? Okay, 202. The transfers out of each of these funds are going to the capital projects funds for the SDC portion of those projects. So Jay and his crew maintain and manage those projects and what is SDC eligible, and the SDC funds contribute as in partnership with the rate funds. So the transfers out of each of these remaining four funds go into the capital project funds to help with those capital projects. And again, there's four different funds, one for each utility. Are there any particular questions on those funds?
It may be further back here as to why, but why are we expecting such a big increase in the system development fees revenue? What?
What'd you say?
Oh, I just asked why we're expecting such a big increase in the system development fees revenue.
Yeah, more development. As development and economic activity increases, those SDC revenues come in higher.
And is that, like, development, is that, like, real estate development? Or
yes.
Okay.
Projects.
I see another question. Yes.
Assessment installments. What is that?
Yeah, that's LID payments, local improvement districts.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
On the reserves. Do we have a plan at this point of where we're going to be spending some of this money on projects?
By reserves, could you clarify,
are we on the street systems development fund?
Okay.
Your contingency?
$3.4 million. Right, right.
I mean, there's money there. There's $3
million. $411
in reserves for system to spend. My question is, we have a plan of where we're going to spend that.
We do. Jay Harris, your Public Works Director. As for the street SDC fund, Villa Road is in our transportation system plan as a capacity eligible roadway. We've been collecting system development charges partly for that, and then other projects that are listed in the transportation system plan also. But we've been building the account up to go do a larger project such as Villa, and then perhaps Elliott next. So as we move on, this you'll see the account build up and then dwindle to near nothing, and then build up.
So how much of the Villa Road is coming out of SCD?
Minimal amounts this fiscal year. If I recall, there is some transfers out of the Stormwater SDC fund for the culvert replacements that we're working on. The majority of the money is going to be transferred out next fiscal year. Or, I'm sorry, it would be, 17-18 is when you're going to see a big drawdown of system development charges when the project starts next summer, not this summer. So we're doing culverts this year, stormwater improvements. Next summer is the actual road's going to happen.
Okay, so that amount that's transferred out of the street fund for the project as a capital project is just a part of what the overall cost is going to be of that project.
Correct. Well, you have a little bit maybe from Fund 2, which would be gas tax type of money. And you also have system development charge money that's going into the project also. All those go into Fund 18, which is the street fund project. So all these transfers go into the 18, which is the actual capital projects fund.
Do you recall what the total is for that project?
Oh, boy.
I can answer for you. It's what's budgeted for next year is $1.2 million. $825,000 that is coming from STP fund, which is federal exchange dollars, and $375,000, which you see in the street SDC fund, is going for that project as well.
Okay. And then I would think in the next budget year also there's going to be an additional transfer.
Oh, okay. So the total...
The total project cost
is like $3 million.
It's about $2.5 million to $3 million with the culverts and all that. Whenever you're working around a creek, it's expensive. You're working in a railroad right-of-way also. And then those corners going down into the Gold Serra, extensive. So there's going to be an extensive amount of grading work done through that area.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
You'll recall that visual impression that you got as we drove that on the tour.
Oh, I know where it is.
Okay, okay.
Over here?
You. Yeah.
Thank you. SDC funds for the pools around $1 million.
Doug Rux, Community Development Director. We have not calculated those fees. We've talked with CPRD on some rough order of magnitude of those, and we need to continue those discussions. And they've also talked to us about fees for the project overall and if there are ways to potentially reduce those fees somehow for that project. So I don't have that specific information yet.
Thank you.
Well, I believe we're at the end of the funds. Again, the span of pages that I just described was from the street SDC fund all the way to the end of the budget, which is the water SDC fund. So I'm going to turn it back over to you, Chairman Wall.
I forgot where we were at. Well, normally we try to wrap up at 8 o'clock. We're supposed to go into deliberation. What is the feeling of the group? You want to keep going or you want to get together again for a deliberation?
Well, it may take a while for deliberation.
Yeah,
it,
that's what I'm thinking, is deliberation may take a while. So my suggestion would be is that we meet again, I guess it would be next Tuesday. Any thoughts on that at all?
Blazers are playing tonight, and they might not be next Tuesday.
Are they a baseball team? Yeah, go ahead.
I was just curious, before we make that decision, if we do that, can we ask staff general policy questions?
Oh, of course.
To kind of, that way they have a week to get us answers?
Yeah, I was going to suggest that. If we decide to meet again next Tuesday for deliberation, it doesn't mean we have to rush out of here right this second. In fact, it would probably be prudent, because we've had several questions tonight requiring answers, that we get everything we can to staff. You'll still have also online with the emails to do that as well. But let's get everything set up as well as we can for deliberation. Yeah. You must have questions you want to
ask.
Yeah,
I do, but
okay,
I was
go
just
ahead. Go ahead.
Following your lead.
I have a lead.
The mayor is training me well. So, first off, with the fact that we're dipping in reserves this year and we're hiring these new positions, my question for staff would be, what's the plan at year three or year four? As far as, you know, because what I'm afraid of is we hire a bunch of people and then in year three, our reserves are at a level that we don't want to dip into, and then what happens? You know, and so is there a long-term plan for that? Number two, I'd like to know if other cities our size have communication officers and if they're full-time and you know, just curious about that. Any unknown, if you can give us any of the cost estimates for what the PERS increases might potentially be. I know that that might take a magic eight ball, but if you can help me with that, that would be cool. And then also the we had some discussion tonight about communications, emergency communications, and any, you know, information you can give me there about costs that might be associated with that above the 50 cents that we're thinking about.
Don't understand.
I was just curious. I kind of gathered there might be additional costs to that, but I'm not sure. Am I mistaken? I am blonde.
There's nothing more than what's proposed at this point in time.
Great. And then the last one would be, that's all I got.
What kind of question is that? Who else has questions that they haven't already asked for information on? Well, remember, as I say, you still have email. You know, use the city email if you have additional questions that you can think of. And sooner the better, that way they've got time to come up with some answers for us. And then we'll go into deliberations. So I guess I'll entertain a motion to secede from the union. No, a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, we are adjourned. Thanks for your time.
I couldn't get my email to work last week.
I will not be here next week. I'm going to be out of town, so I'll miss the whole deliberation.
Oh, well. We'll try to represent your ideas as adequately as we possibly can, provided I agree with them personally.